This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Note what Jonah had to do. Go to Nineveh and preach against it. This was not a God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life message. This was not a message about positive thinking or possibility thinking. It wasn't a book that cover your best life now. This was bad news with a capital B and a capital N. Bad news from Almighty God. Go to Nineveh and preach against it. Their evil was like a dirty stench to the Lord. The time of judgment had come. When God said Nineveh was wicked, he wasn't kidding. Nineveh was the capital of Assyria, the most powerful empire in the world in that day. They had a reputation for cruelty that was hard for us to fathom. Their brutality was gross and disgusting. When armies captured a city or a country, unspeakable atrocities would occur. And that's the city that Jonah is told, you go and preach to them and tell them that in 40 days, God's going to destroy their city. What does Jonah do? He buys a boat ticket to Tarshish. You say, where's that at? Tarshish was 2,500 miles west of Israel, across the Mediterranean Sea, 2,500-mile cruise. But this wasn't Carnival Cruise Lines, believe me. What he was taking a ship to the farthest place you could go to in that time. It was in Spain. Some people referred to it in commentaries as the end of the earth. That's as far as people went, was Spain, at the tip of Spain near the Straits of Gibraltar on the Mediterranean. You can look it up in an atlas when you get home. And that's where he goes. Now, here's what I found out I never knew until this week. The book of Isaiah says that Tarshish was a place that didn't know the Lord, that they'd never heard of God, the true God. And so isn't it interesting that he not only wants to leave, but he wants to leave and go to a place where people don't know the Lord? There's no accident to that. Listen carefully. When a man or woman's running from the Lord, they want to get away from people that remind them of the Lord. Some of you have been there and done that. You know exactly what I mean. You want to get away from anybody, whether it's family, friends, co-workers. I don't want to talk about the Lord. I don't want to have anything to do with the Lord. And so when he went to Tarshish, it meant he was trying to get away from God. And I find it interesting that verse 3 says, but Jonah ran away, headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa where he found a ship and he paid the fare. He didn't use his miles. He paid the fare. He paid full fare. And you know what? One commentator said this probably was the most expensive boat ticket there was to go to Tarshish because it was the farthest place. He was intentional about leaving and getting away from the Lord. I find that intriguing. What is it the Lord wants you to do that you've run from the Lord? I'm going to talk about running away from the Lord in a way that maybe you've never heard of before. I want you to turn to Psalms or just watch on the screen. We're going to look at Psalm 139, a parallel passage. Verse 7, David is speaking, and he said, where can I go from your spirit? Nowhere. Where can I flee from your presence? Nowhere. If I go up to the heavens, you're there. If I make my bed in the depths, another one translation says, if I make my bed in hell, you're there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you.
Well, I hope you get the message of that scripture. There is nowhere, absolutely nowhere, we can go from the presence of the Lord. This message from the book of Jonah, this series, will continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.